1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Well, Valentine's Day, a couple of days away. The show today, intensive with Valentine's information. I suppose if you're a man, if you're a married man like myself, if you're a man with a woman in his life who is very important to him, you know that that is a day. We cannot ignore it. And we just have a little bit of fun today. We're going to bring on Bob Green from Love Moves of California. And we're also going to talk a little bit about Valentine gifts that you can get for your wife or your girlfriend. Bob, thanks for joining the program. And you're going to talk to us. It's kind of unusual, teaching women to dance.
That is correct, Phil. Love Moves of California, I think, is a unique enterprise in that we teach women how to bring that sort of erotic flavor back to their marriage and to make Valentine's Day not just a day where you go out to dinner and get some candy or chocolates, but make it a day that reminds you of the day that you met. A day of love, a day of physical attraction, a beautiful day all the way around. That's what we try to do.
You call Love Moves of California. That's a that teaches women to do dances, right?
That is right. We Phil, if you talk to psychologists, they'll tell you that a major part of a woman's psychology is an aspect called the courtesan. The courtesan is that aspect of a woman which is very sexual, which is a very a free spirit. It is a very young aspect to a woman. It reminds the woman of those days before she had children, and those, of course, are the days when sex was still very much an important part of her marriage. After a woman has children, most men can tell you, Phil, I don't have to tell you, any guy calling your show will tell you, any woman calling your show, after she has kids, the sex begins to fade and eventually goes away. But before she has kids, her body, of course, is still very youthful, it's still very tight, it's still very attractive. And what we try to do is bring back those distant memories of when she was a sexual creature. And we do that by teaching the woman how to dance in a very erotic fashion for her husband.
Well, you're talking about here in your literature how to put on a sexy, tasteful dance.
That is exactly right. No matter how old you are, no matter how young you are, even if you're handicapped, we can teach you how to work.
Stand by. I think we've... Are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
All right, we've had a problem with our connection.
Women have gotten very inhibited, Phil. They've lost their zest for sex.
But you can teach even handicapped women.
Even a handicapped woman can become sexual for her husband again. She can put on a show for him that I guarantee you will have him as your slave. Now, my instruction is unique in that I am the one who will come to your home and I give the ladies the instruction.
Now, that was the thing I want to talk to you about. You're teaching women how to dance sexy.
That is correct.
And you are the instructor.
That is absolutely correct, Phil.
Why not bring women? Why not bring female dancers?
Because I teach them from a man's point of view. And that's something you cannot replace. Women teaching other women how to dance sexy is, it's almost like bringing sand to the beach. It's a little overkill. What I do is I teach the women how to dance sexy because who else but a man knows what another guy is attracted to? So I will come to the home, I'll sit down, I'll ask women right away, okay, give me your sexiest, what you think is sexy. So I want to see just how far they've fallen. I mean, because a lot of women have just, it's gone completely out of their lives. So I say, okay, go ahead and try and be sexy for me so I can see what it is you think turns your husband on. And it's very awkward for them. A lot of women can't, at that point in their career, in their marriage, they can't dance very well, the handicapped women especially. But even a woman in a wheelchair can do a sexy, erotic, I don't want to call it a lap dance, but you park between his legs.
Right.
Women who are a slave to the wheelchair can become a slave to a man's needs, is what I'm saying.
All right. Now, when you come to a woman's house to teach her how to dance sexy, I imagine you're going to have some men who are a little, you know, some of the husbands.
Well, let me explain to you why. First of all, Phil, as I said, it is very chauvinistic to believe that only women can show other women sexy dance moves. I teach interpretive dance. Also, I have, Phil, because I spent 4 years in the Navy, I have been to thousands and thousands of topless bars, bottomless bars, burlesque houses. I have personally paid for probably upwards of 50,000 lap dances for myself. So I am absolutely an expert in what I think a man wants. And
you, in other words, are relying on your own experience, having been to topless bars and buying a lap dance. Explain to people what a lap dance is.
A lap dance is what a man will pay a stripper who's on stage ordinarily. He'll give her $20 to come down and to dance for him.
Dance for him individually.
Dance for him individually. She'll dance sexy in front of him. She'll get up on the sides of the chair. She'll do a lot of very erotic moves. And what I do is I try to teach the women how to do this. It's a tough order. It's a very tough order teaching a housewife how to do a lap dance, especially the kind of lap dance, the high quality, top notch pro lap dance that you can get. Let's take for example some of those joints down near the airport. This is a top quality.
Well, most people know what we're talking about. We're talking about the strip bars that are near LAX.
Right. That's a good lap dance you're going to get in there. Now your average housewife, I mean, she has her sex appeal and her ability to exude sexiness is so far distant that it's almost like bringing some kind of a dead thing back. But I am expert at doing that. And that's why a man has to do that and not a woman.
Do you have problems? Well, let me give out our phone number. Bob Green is with us. He's Love Moves of California. He'll come into your home and he'll teach you how to do a sexy lap dance for your husband. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. And, again, you're...
I just want to say my motto is, if you can't bring Muhammad to the mountain, put a mountain in Muhammad's lap. And by that, I realize it sounds crude, but by that what I mean is, look, ladies, you're only getting older. You've had a couple, three kids. You know as well as I do that once you had the kids, you put that whole sexy angle behind you, and you probably don't know how to pry open that crypt, let all the moths and dust fly out, and sort of go in there and rediscover your sexual nature. We can do it for you at Love Moves of California.
But again, we're talking about you coming to the house, a man, and I asked you, do you have any problems with other men? Husbands, boyfriends, not wanting you to go to the house and teach the women this.
You know, if a man complains, I explain to him, she hired me, you didn't. I certainly don't want to get between a man and his husband and his wife, but I will tell you that if the guy complains and says, well, I don't want you giving my wife lap dances, I say, well, you know what, she's free, white, and 21, and she paid me, you didn't, and so, you know, go hump somebody else's leg. I mean, what I'm trying to do, Phil, for the average housewife, and I don't want to be crude, but open those legs up and let the bats fly out. Let's start again and try to desperately, if we can, and it's a tall order, make you sexy. Because after those kids, you know what happened as well as I do. You start feeding them, you've got the throw-up rag on your shoulder, you're wearing jumpers, and you're about as sexy as a cat box. So what we're
okay. Look at if some of the stuff I don't know anything about. Do you talk to the women this way?
I'm very direct with the women. Yeah.
What do you say to them when you come to the house?
Well, the first thing I'll say is, okay, go ahead. Let me see some moves, and I'll put some music on. In fact, if Craig's there,
go ahead, Craig. Play what he gave you.
All right. To hear this, this is standard. What I call standard adult bar music. You can hear this. I'll say, go ahead. Let me see what you got. And a lot of these women are shy and they're embarrassed. They say, well, what do you want me to do? I'll say, just try, go ahead. Whatever you think is sexy. And for the first lesson, it's embarrassing. You see, hear this, listen. Come on, loosen it up. I'll even get up and demonstrate. So I will get up.
When you say you get up and demonstrate, what do you mean?
I'll get up and I'll go, yeah. Come on. And I'll move around the room. Now, I'm not saying I'm not John Wayne. I'm 5'5", okay? I'm not a big man, but I'll show them what I'm talking about. I'll show them if there's a pole or anything like a pole. I'll say, here, this is what I want you to do. I'll wrap my legs around a pole. Here you go. Let's go. Let's go, baby. Let's go. It's a tough thing, Phil, but what we are trying to do is teach them sex appeal.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, and all of this in time for Valentine's Day. Can you teach a woman to be sexy, to give her husband a lap dance, the kind of high-quality professional lap dance that some guys go to a strip bar for? 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Naomi. Naomi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
This fellow that's on the phone, on the radio, let me tell you, he's just going around to women's houses getting freebies.
No, ma'am.
You're taking advantage of the fact that women are this and women are that. You know, you need to come back. Men are men. If a husband doesn't know what to do with his wife, don't try to women. You're the one that's getting freebies. You're getting freebies. You're paying you, and you're acting like they have to do what you say.
Let me ask Naomi.
You're the expert. Who died and left you in charge?
Naomi,
because
this is Phil Hendry.
Children?
Naomi, this is Phil Hendry. Let me ask a question. Why do you say that Mr. Green is getting freebies?
Yeah, Naomi.
Because he's over here acting like women need him so that they can bring the attraction to their husband.
All right, Bob, Bob, what do you say to that?
Naomi, these women are far from sex freebie. You know, they ought to be paying me. And they are paying me.
Isn't that what they do?
Well, yeah, and they should.
Well, then they're idiots. If anybody pays you to have them, they're just as kooky as you are.
You know, I detect from
Let me
you,
tell you
I
something.
Detect
if
from
I,
you,
ha- if
that
I have
that
to
that
isn't
pay
sexy a man anymore. To come and teach me what I have to do with my man, then I'm just as crazy as you are.
Well, you're lucky. Maybe you're very sexy. There are a lot of... How many kids have you got?
I've got three kids, and let me tell you, the same way that Mother Nature and gravity calls a woman, it calls a man, too. You
Naomi,
drag, baby.
Naomi,
you drag,
Naomi,
too.
Naomi, so, Naomi, you're falling.
Okay, Naomi, honey, would you watch your language?
Let me ask something. You got three kids, and you're asking your husband to keep it up for that?
No, I'm telling
Come
you
on.
That the same way that you're
Wait a minute. My wife has four kids.
That women get like that, men get like that, too. What the hell are you talking about?
Look, let me also, I want to jump in here, Bob. My wife has four kids, and she's very sexy to me.
Okay.
Excuse me, what is that supposed to mean?
Whatever you say.
Oh, you calling me a liar? My wife is a beautiful, sexy creature, and she's had four kids.
Look, Phil, you know, you want to yank somebody's leg, do it. You know, go hump somebody
else's
leg.
You know what
right?
I think? I think that you just crawled out of a hole and are trying to make a fast buck.
You're
trying to make a fast buck, and any idiot that hires you is just that, an idiot.
I am trying to help marriages stay together.
Get out of here. You're not trying to help anything. If you want to help this world, if you want to help this world, get a psychiatrist. You're a sickie. Goodbye.
Hey, with three kids, you got three rings on your tree trunk, honey, so you need some... Is she gone?
Yes, she hung up. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. We're talking with Robert Green of Love Moves of California. Now, that's interesting that he would get a hostile response right off the bat. But he is saying some things that are pretty, I would say, untoward. For instance, women who've had children are not sexy anymore, but basically what he's saying is that he will come to your home and teach you how to give your husband a high-quality professional lap dance, a sexy lap dance, which will turn him on, and quote, and I'm reading from the brochure, maybe bring sex back into your life for the first time in decades. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. He's the one that gives the instruction, which I think is probably a little unusual, but he claims to have been to thousands of strip bars and have had thousands of lap dances, so he knows what a pro does. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back on The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
With Robert Green, he is the owner of Love Moves of California. They come to your home and teach you how to do a sexy lap dance for your husband for Valentine's Day. Now, Bob, I want to get into some questions about propriety and husbands and whether they think this is... You say you teach women how to be sexy, and you also say that women who have had children need the most help.
Oh, Phil, this is nothing against motherhood. It's nothing against children. But women who've had children, they have, the body obviously has paid a very heavy and dear and severe price. We've got to get that back into shape. We've got to get a woman back into feeling sexy. And that means basically moving, you got it, the lower half of her body. Move that around. Air it out a little bit. Get it going. Because you haven't done that since the last time you had sex to have the last kid that you've had. So it is very important for us to initiate that among women.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Liz, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Mr. Green, are you insane? Women today,
teaching women how to be sexy for their husbands?
Housewives? You're telling me housewives? 90, I don't know a girlfriend out there who doesn't work. And let me tell you something. If you haven't figured it out, because
obviously you're not married,
women get better with age, buddy. Let me tell you something.
Well,
I can excite my husband more now than I could 16 years ago. And yes, sir, I have children.
Says who? See, that's all I'm saying. If your husband's telling you that...
You said you used to pay for lap dances, and now do you think women are stupid enough to go and pay you to have them do a lap dance for you? Buddy,
I'm not asking them for a lap dance. I'm teaching them how to do a lap dance.
Women are smarter than that, buddy.
Why are you hostile when I am trying to help your marriage?
Because I cannot believe that you can get away with this and it's legal. I would tell you right now,
women are educated today.
We don't let strange perverts in our house.
I have to ask a question, Bob. This is Phil Hendry.
Yeah, Phil.
What, are you asking the women to disrobe?
I most certainly am not. What I am teaching them how to do is to move. Yes, I do ask them to touch themselves in certain areas, but that's what a lap dancer does.
Daddy, go to the bars.
No,
pay
I'm not doing this for my own personal pleasure. I'm doing this to help your marriage.
Then get a classroom and get a professional instructor,
buddy. A lot of women can't leave the home because they got three screaming kids.
You think you're certified because you've been in bars? Oh, I'm sorry.
I've seen upwards of 50,000 lap dances from some of the finest strippers in the world.
Exactly, and you had to pay for that. You had to pay for that.
I know what turns a guy on by seeing these dances. And
what I can do is
come to your home and show you, and you say you're sexy, okay, well, whatever, but I can show you how
Mr. Green, do you not like women who are very confident and secure with themselves?
I haven't met too
many. Do you think that women of today are sitting home eating bonbons and not feeling sexy?
When's the last time you danced for your husband? Well, let me ask you a question. When's the last time you danced for your husband?
The last time I danced for my husband?
Yes, ma'am.
None of your business.
That means never.
I consider my sexual very private, but I assure you, my husband is very satisfied.
Right, this has nothing to do with sex, but let me ask you a question. Do you straddle his face or anything, you know, when you dance for him?
Sir, these are questions I do not discuss.
Wait a minute. I don't think that the lady...
I think that's a little too far.
I think that's going overboard.
No, I've got to know the answer to these questions if I'm going to help her.
Well, you're not going to help me, sir. I'm not calling for your help. I'm calling to let you know that you are insane. And if you think that women today of any caliber are going to fall for this,
listen to this.
You're just crazy.
Let me ask you a question. Can you move to this? You hear how this is very sexy and very slinky, Liz? So you're moving that rear end, and you're moving it around the room. Rubbing it up against the wall or whatever.
Is this making you excited, Mr. Green? Would you like to really know how that makes me feel?
How does it make you feel?
I think you're a pervert.
I'm a pervert because I like girls.
That you're going out there trying to get women to pay you so that you can get your lap dances so you no longer have to foot that bill.
Why would you think that?
A real sick society if you think women are going to fall for it.
Why would you think that?
Why
would he think that? I mean, why would she think it? The fact is...
No, I'm asking her, Mr. Hendry, not you. Why do you think I'm getting my jollies looking at some woman, 39 years old, who's had four kids,
Do you not think that women are sexy at 39? Sir, then you've obviously never been with
not
a woman.
Not after four kids.
All right, look, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show with Bob Green teaching your wife how to do a lap dance.
We'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I am with Bob Green of Love Moves of California. Very controversial business. He comes into the home and teaches housewives and women how to do a professional lap dance for their husbands. He does it and not a woman because as a man, he knows exactly what men want to see when they see a woman do a lap dance or a striptease. A couple of things that we've found out about your business. And by the way, our number is 1-800-449-8686. You got and have had complaints from husbands saying that they don't want you in the home while they're not there teaching their wives how to do this.
Well, Phil, listen, I have had some guys very feebly tell me that they don't approve of me demonstrating to their wives because I do touch the wives only insofar as I will go around behind them and show them where to put their hands. I never touch them, but I do move their hands to touch the breasts or the between the legs or what have you. But I explain to these guys, look, you're going to have a very sexy creature here. I'm going to change this housewife into a first-rate lap dancer. So back off. I'm a pro. And generally when I tell these guys to back off, they understand what I'm talking about. One man to another, just back off. Give me room to move. Give me room to breathe. And I'm going to show you that this woman that you married, who I guess you thought was sexy, right now we're trying to find evidence of that. Let me tell you something, pal. When I get done with her, you are going... You're gonna think you died and went to heaven. Guaranteed.
You grab their hands and you move them?
Yeah, I don't touch the women, but I show them where to touch themselves. Generally, the places that guys like to see a woman touch herself is on her...
Okay, look, I can't have you be graphic.
No, I won't be graphic. I mean, touching the what do you want to call it, the nip? You don't want me to say the whole word?
No, please don't.
Right, the N-I-P...
I know how to spell it, please. I know what you're talking about.
All right. And then down where...
I think we know what you're talking about.
Where you would ordinarily go to the bathroom.
I know what you're talking about, okay? You don't need to be any more graphic than that.
I'm sorry.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Angela, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Mr. Green, why don't you consider, you know, teaching this to men, teaching them how to be sexy? They're often the ones who sit around and drink beer and get this ridiculous beer gut that no woman wants to look at. I think women do a good enough job, you know, talking to themselves about ways to, you know, be sexy for your husband, ways to keep your weight down. Men don't talk about this. They get married and think it's okay just to sit around and be fat and drink beer, but they want you to look great. And I think you're contributing to low self-esteem that lots of women already do have. I mean, women want to look good. What about men? No one addresses the fact that these men don't feel like they need to look good. Why can't he give me a lap dance? Why can't he get a flat stomach and, you know, and have no love handles and give me a dance? What are women entitled to?
It's a good question, Bob. What do you say to that?
Well, I would say to the question, why don't men learn to dance for their wives, how many male strip bars are there? There's hardly any.
There are male strip bars, but that doesn't have to do with anything. You're not going to address my question because you don't know how to deal with that.
Because women don't want that. They don't want that.
You don't know what women want because you're a man. Women want a sexy husband. If they did want that,
then there'd be all kinds of male strip joints near the airport, but there's not. There's only
you know
strip
what?
Joints for
Maybe women would like that from their husband, but women aren't addicted to it as men are. Women don't need strip bars on every corner
like men do. What about a guy lifting weights and getting taut? And
exactly.
Mr. Henry, if you want to sit here and talk about how good looking you think guys are, you got the wrong guy here, okay?
Listen, I'm just telling you
women.
That you're a man and maybe you can provide a service to men. While you're trying to make women be better, maybe you should support your own cause and help men out. You're a man, help men. Women help other women.
Now, I'm trying to help men out, and the best way I can help men out is to get some of you women out there who've been having babies.
You know, that's just really unfortunate. Because you have no idea. Why is the weight loss industry a trillion dollar industry? Because women
are
trying to lose
weight. You're trying to take the focus off of the main problem here and the fact that you need to lose weight.
No, I'm just, you know what? I'm sorry.
You didn't know that. She didn't say anything about that.
You're trying to take the focus away from the fact.
Okay, you know what? Whatever, Mr. Green, but I think you should consider helping me.
All right. Angela, good points, Angela. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. sakes. You have no idea whether that woman needs to lose weight.
Well, then why is she calling in and arguing with me?
Well, she's calling in.
She's calling in and arguing with me because she's probably got a rear end that's six axe handles across, and she wants to take the focus off of that and put it on the men. Always put it on the men. Always blaming us. Always saying that we could do this, we could do that. We go out and work 8 hours a day and try to bring home enough money to keep a roof over their heads. The least they can do is put together some kind of a sex dance, and that's why we teach them how to do the, what do you call a sex dance?
A sex dance or a lap dance?
You know, a lap dance.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. We're talking with Bob Green from Love Moves of California. Here is Brenda on the Phil Henry Show. Brenda, go ahead.
Yes, sir. First of all, I'd like to know, where are the women, why aren't women calling in that's done this, calling in going, this has made my marriage so much more wonderful? Where are these women? Where are the husbands calling in saying, thank you, Mr. Green,
well,
for what you've done
business,
to my marriage?
We just started, they're probably busy having sex.
Well,
okay.
Do you have a list of references? Like, if I were to hire
yes,
you,
do
you have people that you can have me call?
Yes, I do. Absolutely. Yes,
because
I do.
On the air, I'm listening to you, and on the air, you sound like a real sicko, this really lovely guy taking advantage
ma'am,
of
what is
women.
Sick, what is sick about a guy who is graduating women into the world of pleasuring their men?
Because
and
first of all, we don't need you to teach us how to pleasure our men. And secondly, I haven't heard one woman call in saying,
how,
yes,
what,
sir.
What, let
I
me ask you a question.
I came to my home, and now it's so much better.
Well, Mr. Green, one of the problems
our
that
man,
I'm... Okay,
our man.
Okay, Brenda, I'm going to ask Mr. Green a question, because one of the questions that I have here is, the women get the Love Moves of California diploma...
Oh, boy.
...after physically arousing you?
Now, wait a
That's
second,
a great
Mr.
question.
Wait a minute. I read that, didn't I?
Mr. Henry, what I tell the women is this.
Yes,
if,
Henry,
after they do their dance, I achieve an erection...
Oh,
I think that now that is...
I am not having sex with these women, and I really resent you characterizing it as if I do. I attach a bell to it, and if she does her dance, you hear this.
Okay. You're not
so in other words... Bill? Go ahead, Brenda.
I think he probably goes home and jacks off. Excuse me.
How dare you? How dare you? How dare you say that?
I'm sorry to be so crude, but
when my
I think
love
that's
meter
what
hits red.
About.
She passes.
What is the bell?
It's a bell that's attached to my
penis?
Yes, sir. And when I achieve an erection, it naturally rings. When they...
Get out of here!
In fact, talking to this caller right now is obviously exciting me, so I've got to go.
There he goes, fading away in the distance. All right, it's Love Moves of California. If you want more information, you can call 213-251-3189 for Love Moves of California. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Show 1-800-449-8686.
Time now for our flashback, and this is from Friday's show when Dave Oliva was on talking about how the Olympics would simply piss off the Taliban and Al Qaeda if we wave the flag too much. So we should not only not wave the flag, we should burn the flag to show the Al Qaeda that we don't want to piss them off. And as a matter of fact, we should trade in all of our little miniature American flags and get toilet paper at the Olympics in case we crap ourselves out of fear of being bombed by the Al-Qaeda. Here is what Dave had to say about that.
Phil Henry. Flashback.
I want to tell this Mr. Oliver that I am totally shocked. I cannot believe that he thinks he's patriotic. He doesn't even deserve to be in this country.
Wait a second.
Think you should leave.
Why are we
and as
pissing
far
off
as
the Taliban?
If you are
you
in law enforcement, you are a bad, bad, bad sight for what we've got coming up.
No, you're not
I don't
in law enforcement.
You're very intelligent.
You're not in law enforcement yet, are you?
No, I want to.
We're shutting it. If anybody hires you, that police department will be in sad shape. You don't even deserve to be in this country.
So you
are a total moron.
So you want to piss off the Taliban and make them blow up
something? You know what? I don't want to piss off the Taliban.
That's
I am a patriot. Give me a chance to talk, Mr. Oliver.
Okay, fine.
You
but
have
you're
pissed me off.
The more
you
talk, the more you piss off Al-Qaeda.
Shut up for a minute. And first of all, if you can learn any other words other than man,
I'm a gentleman,
your vocabulary is atrocious.
I'm a gentleman, okay? I'll let
you're
speak.
Not a gentleman. You are an idiot.
Why are you
a pure idiot that doesn't deserve to be an American.
Okay, how are you going to feel when the Taliban's looking up your dress trying to put a stick of dynamite on the seat that you're
let
sitting in?
Let me tell you something. What we need to do is go and kill every one of those Taliban.
I agree, Claudette. This is Phil Hendry. I agree.
Oh, yeah, you agree.
We
you're
need
the big,
to go
you're the
and
big
wipe
talk
them
show.
Off the face of this earth.
That's right, a nuclear bomb.
Well, listen
and
to you,
you
man.
For burning the flag. You for burning the flag. We should set you on fire. I am really outraged. I think you should be arrested.
I love my country, okay?
You don't love this country. You are a bigot.
You know what? You the problem with you is you don't know no Middle Eastern people.
I don't know any Middle Easterners. Do you know how to speak proper English?
Oh, so you're racist.
What college do you go to that you can't even speak English?
That's right,
Claudia. You are an outrage to this country. You should be ousted from this country.
Give it to him.
You should probably be burned.
You know something? You're a racist. You don't like Mexicans.
You are an idiot.
You don't like Mexicans. That's your problem.
You are an idiot and deserve to be sent out of this country. I wish somebody would get you.
I agree with you, Claudette. And
listen to you. You're making her more angry, Mr. Henry. That's why she's saying what she's saying.
No, Mr. Henry's not making me angry.
Yeah.
You're an idiot.
You just want
to
address.
You are a pure idiot. You don't deserve to be a citizen. And by the way, are you a citizen of this country? Are you just here to start causing riots? Is that what you're trying to do, instill riots where you are?
You know something, Claudette? You're going to wave your little flag and Mula Hula going to jam a book up your ass. What you think
I'm
about that?
I'm going to jam one up yours.
Well, I think that Claudette is absolutely...
She's just saying that stuff to impress the talk show host.
I am not talking to impress anybody. I'm saying it to you. I wish to hell you'd leave this country.
I'm not going
and
to leave this country.
And as far as I'm concerned, we should go over there, and tonight I'm going to be damn proud it's flying.
Okay, great.
And I wish to heck they'd shove it up your butt.
Okay, all you're doing now is making them want to fly another plane into the World Trade Center.
How are they going to do that?
Idiot. Why don't you go try to find a brain surgeon who can do a brain transplant?
Okay, ma'am, that's fine, ma'am. But every word out
Mr.
of your mouth...
Mr. Oliver, I don't know where you live, but I'm glad I don't know because the people who live around you have a moron, a mental moron around them.
I'd be happy to give you my address, ma'am.
Oh, I wouldn't want to correspond with you. I have a little bit more class than that, sir. I am a true American who cares about this country.
Shut up,
you don't even know how to sing either.
Of the light from the light up on above. From
you don't even know.
Even know the words.
He doesn't even know the words of the song.
Yes, I do. Yes,
by
I
the
do.
Way, sir, which country do you come from?
I come from the United States.
Where were you born?
In the United American
I don't
States.
The United in, of States of America?
In the United
sounds to me like you're from Mexico or something.
Well, I was born in the United Mexican States, but
in
I come
United
here
Mexican
early.
Mexican States? There's
yes.
no such thing.
Yes, United States of Mexico. I'm sorry. I've transposed
United States of Mexico? My
yes.
God, your mother must have been a moron as well as your father. I cannot believe that you're on the face of this earth. You're showing how ignorant you are, sir.
You're missing. You're butchering the words, Dave.
No, I know the words.
No, you don't.
From the light of the light from down above.
You look
that
from
isn't
down
it.
Above.
From down above.
That's it. Through the fountains and the fairies and
that's
the
what
motion,
you are, a fairy.
And the purple magic. What's the Purple Mountain Majesty?
That's the Purple Mountain's Majesty is America the Beautiful, not God Bless America.
I think, Mr. Henry, this lady is just trying to impress you.
I am not trying to impress anybody. I am just outraged that our laws are protecting a moron like you.
Lady, you're going to get the Taliban is going to fly in more planes.
From the United States of America.
Our planes are going to fly into the World Trade Center because of you. And I am trying to...
How can they
fly? They're going to fly because of me, because they flew in there and they didn't know about me. It's because of idiots like you who cannot support this country.
I support America.
You don't support this country. Don't tell me you do. I have never been so angry in my entire life.
Well, what did I say that says I don't support America?
I'd be glad. I would be happy if I could read in the paper tomorrow that somebody blew you away.
Name one thing I said that's not for America.
Everything!
everything.
You should be proud. You should fly the flag yourself. You should say, I am an American. I am proud to be an American. And I support everything that my country does. Because I feel bad for the people who are victims of this.
I bet you that you...
And I'm not going to kiss ass to the Taliban.
I bet you stick a Canadian flag on your back when you travel because you don't want nobody to know you're American.
No, I don't stick any flag on my back except my country. My country.
You know something?
This is my country.
I bet you're so pissed off you're squeezing something out of your colon right now. That is disgusting.
Do you know what a colon is?
Yeah,
it's the other end of your mouth, but with you, probably your mouth is the other end.
I know a colon. That's what you're talking out of right now.
Oh, you are such a mental moron.
Come on, Dave. You're out of your mind. This woman is making some very good points.
Both of you are going to get the Al-Qaeda pissed off. And
Al-Qaeda are so stupid, they're pissed off anyway. They were born pissed off. But you want to know something,
Miss
Oliver? I'd rather be pissed off than pissed on by those Al-Qaeda. I want every last one of them dead. I want their heads in my hand.
I bet you your grandparents come from Cuba.
No, my grandparents don't come from Cuba. I don't even think you had humans for grandparents.
You know something? Now you did it. Now you're going to get Salt Lake City blowed up.
You don't care about Salt Lake City?
You think
if those idiots hadn't already planned it, that they weren't going to do it? Are you in with them? It sounds to me like you are.
No, it sounds to me like you want to get them so pissed off now they're going to blow up Salt Lake City, man. Way to go, man. Now you're going to blow up Salt Lake City because you're so pissed off at the Taliban. She screwed up, Mr. Henry.
How did she screw up? You're the guy that's burning the flag.
Why he's not being arrested.
Well, apparently burning the flag is protected speech under the First Amendment.
Thank you. You know about the First Amendment?
If it is a protected thing,
it's protected
then
speech,
you're being protected by a country that you aren't even proud of being. You went and burned the symbol of our country.
You're the one that's going to get Salt Lake City blown up.
Bill Henry. Flashback.
Why is anger sometimes so amusing? Hearing somebody so absolutely beside themselves. I think it's when she screamed the phrase, now what was it? It was a phrase and it was, I'm not going to kiss ass on the Taliban! I think that's the part that really got me laughing. And the other thing I'd like to find out, people have told me down through the years, if I heard it once, I heard it a million times. I drove off the road laughing at something on your show. I drove off the road. You almost killed me. That bitch you said, that thing you did, you almost killed me. I'd like to find out how many automobile accidents have been caused by this program. I'd like to find out how many strokes, how many heart attacks, how many attacks of appendicitis, how many people puked. And it would be interesting. Because you can't really say, well, I was listening to this guy on the radio, and that's why I ran into the back of that school bus and killed 6 kids. You can't blame me. But I would like to find out at some point if that is the case. 1-800-449-8686, our number. The Phil Henry Show website is up and running. Don't forget to vote in our celebrity ass poll. It's not really a favorite. It's guess whose ass is on the site this week. Now, check that out, and also get your backstage pass for all of the audio, all the archives, everything at PhilHenryShow.com.